Blog Talk Radio.
This is Evangelist Van Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Coming here from Memphis, Tennessee, where it's hot, 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 hot. It's raining right now. But it's been hot, hot, hot. And you know how the devil operates? My air conditioning went out in the hill. It was hot. Two nights without air conditioning. I had fan, but it's not like air conditioning. One day, one night, got so hot outside of the car, I said, Holy Ghost, help me. I mean, I called on it too with all my might. Then I was able to. Then the lesson, it wasn't as hard. I was about to have an anxiety attack. In the heat, it was 100, and, it has been 100 degrees and 90-some degrees here in the house, air conditioning. Even a window unit, me here and let alone a center air. But just to show you how some people are suffering in this heat, wherever you are, where I know in Memphis, Tennessee, it's hot. And if you don't have air conditioning or some type of fan, somewhere to cool you off, it's hard. It takes the Lord to sustain you because it's hot, hot, hot. And we need to look out for those people, check on those elderly people, and see what do they need. If they need the air conditioning repaired or put in the window, you do that. And then if they need some more fans to help with the air conditioning, you do that. And sometimes, you have a fan and air conditioning, wouldn't air condition. And then, that helps circulate the air. That's what I got, a one air conditioning and fan, too, to help circulate the air. My center air not working. But I want to get that fixed, praise the Lord. But right now, thank the Lord for the window unit. Though not the window unit, those that got center air. You don't play down this window unit. It's a good backup. My Lord, I'm telling you what I know. And this is a season for is a season for us to help one another during this time of crisis. Help. And not only seeing the citizens, help the people you know that need help with air and stuff. Don't just turn your nose up. Ooh, well, that's bad. I'm praying for you. Now, yeah, you're right. You pray for them, but you give them, you help them too. People that got that bad, Christian folk have that bad. I'm praying for you, and I don't like prayer. No way in the world, much in the Lord deal with my friend. But he wants you to put something with that prayer. That's our problem. We pray. But God, he is asking that prayer. But he asks that prayer through you a lot of times. But we do not obey. When it comes to our money, well, I got this to do. We tight. I know from experience. People are tight with their money. They like to buy what they want to buy. But when they're helping you, no, that's a different story. It's a different story when they have to help me now. No. They just look at you. Well, I know what you mean. Yes, you're right. You're supposed to help them. And you got the means to help them. Share out what you have. Well, I don't have but a little bit. Share that little bit. Said bad. Well, I don't have but a little bit. Well, my rent is due, and I'm not going to take my rent money and help you. I'm not going to take my gas money, rent money and help you. You can share. Look, remember LG and Never, they would wait on you. They would give you an extension. They will, because they done it for me a long time ago. That's all I used to get, an extension. Shoot. I kept on getting a cut-out notice. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. You are so right. And they look at you. Ooh, look at it. For real? Yeah, for real. And you keep on living, you're going to have some problem in your life. And you're going to have to look up to heaven and say, Lord, you got to help me. Look, people look down at you. Oh, you went through all this? Oh, you didn't have this? And you didn't have that? We all go through our testing so I can tell you about it. Yes, my life, you right. Till I notice, I got it all the time. Not because God didn't touch people's hearts, but they just went through. And so that's why I help people. I know the feeling. When you're about to lose your house, and then you get cut off note. I know the feeling. Yeah, I know the feeling. Just because you have arrived and doing good, and you can pay your rent and pay your house note, and then help your children with their car note, and help your children with the house note. What about where you used to be? What about a long time ago when you didn't have nothing? A long time ago when you used to ride the bus and you had to count pennies to make sure you had your car fast. And then you had to put the pennies in it. They didn't want you to put the pennies in the bus, in the little slot. So you go to one of them stores that change your coins into dollars. Tell me about it. Talk to me, somebody. Show enough. sure enough. You are so right. Yes. yes, I'm on the air. Imagine Red Ham. Yes. You know, you have to talk crazy sometimes before, you know, you talk too dignified. People won't listen. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they won't. But no, you talk crazy. They listen to you just because they, ooh, she talks so crazy. You are so right. Talk crazy. You got to get wild. That devil. Wild. Yes. Been through all that. My Lord, my Lord. Yeah. But my time today, look around you. People are dying. People are dying. My God, my God. We still playing church. We still bickering and arguing. We still fussing and fighting. My God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Evangelist Harris. Come here from Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, it's a time out for that. It's time out. It's time out. It's time out. It's time out. Now, you go through something, you're going to realize, Lord Jesus, I don't have time for this. Who shot John? I don't have time for. People are dying. Look around you. People are dying. Who do you know that have died? People are dying. We sit dicking in the argument and fornicating, committing adultery, and cussing and lying and cheating. You know, people are sick. Now they got the monkey disease now. My God, my God. AIDS was bad at that. Now they got the monkey disease. But monkey, whatever it is, monkey. It's the monkey virus. That's what it is, monkey virus. Yeah, my Lord, my Lord. Woo! Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My God, my God. We're going to pray. Well, let me say this. I don't own any copyright to this music. I don't own the copyright. But Lord knows, I'm sure glad I'm able to play it. Lord knows I'm glad I able to play this music. And then, Lord, I'll say this, too. Have I done anything to anybody? Forgive me. Father, forgive me. Have I done anything wrong anybody this week? Lord, forgive me. Lord, if my heart is stony, if my heart not right, clean me up, Lord. Clean me up. Hallelujah. Clean me up, Lord. I want a clean heart. Going over this air, go this airway. Give me a clean heart. Renew me a right spirit, Lord. My God, my God. Do it for me, Lord. Do it for me. And pray that number two. Number three, let me pray for my pastor. I'm trying to make sure I get it right, like the Lord want me to. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch my pastor wherever he is. Touch him anointing them all. As to get in this pulpit, as to go day by day. Oh, give him a vision. Give him a vision, Father. In the name of Jesus. Talk to him. Talk to him. Raise him up. Raise him up under the anointing. In the name of Jesus, touch his wife. Bless her. In the name of Jesus and his family, my Lord, and his church, yes, Lord, bless, bless, bless. Raise up, raise up, raise up. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Yes, I've done that. Make sure I have that out the way. Something you have to do is important as the Lord leads you, because the devil will come in and you forget. That's why the broadcast be over with. And I'm with the Holy Spirit leading me. I'm going to try to get it out the way so I won't forget. And everything. God is good. We're going to pray. Now I'm going to pray for you all. Myself too. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Raise your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Wherever you are, raise your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. If you can't raise your hands, say it in your heart. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. My God, my God. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Those on the sound of my voice. Touch, 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 Lord. It's hot, it's hot, it's hot. The lesson is going on, Father. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, bless the one that told me to pray. The one that told me to pray for him in the name of Jesus. Pray for the situation in the name of Jesus. Move in the situation. Grant their heart desire, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let them win. Let them win. In the name of Jesus, say it and take your hands off. Take your hands off. And I see, and then I saw, and I see. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. Touch this election. Touch, Father. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch the sick. The sick. The body, Lord. Holy Spirit, go in the room where they are, Lord. Oh, God. Not I see. Yes, Lord. Oh, go in the room, Holy Spirit. Not I see. In and our soul, in the name of Jesus, you're in the hospital room, Father. You're in the operating room, Lord. Oh, Lord. Sing your angel. Stand by the operating room, operating table, Father. In the name of Jesus, not our soul. in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. God, the doctor hands. God, the doctor hands. God, his thoughts. Under how I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, those that have wounded spirit. Those with wounded spirit. I come with that wounded spirit. In the name of Jesus. Lift up the head. Lift up the head. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Those that have been crying, Lord. They've been hurt. They've been wounded. Dry the tears from the eye. Dry the tears from the eye. Those that have lost loved ones. Oh, see. Oh, dry the tears from the eye. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We all got a debt to pay. We all got to go that way. We all got to go that way, Lord. Unless we standing here when you come. In the name of Jesus. We don't know where death lies. Oh, God. For all things, Lord. We want to be ready. We want to be ready. Oh, change our heart. Change our mind. Save us. Save, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We want to be ready to meet you, Lord. We want to be ready to meet you, Lord. We want to see your face, Father. In the name of Jesus, I want to see your face. All this world, all this trouble on this side. Oh, God. I want to make it in, Lord. Too much trouble on this side. In the name of Jesus. Too much you have to take. Too much, Father. In the name of Jesus. You got to suffer too much, Lord. But I know you said you would be with us in the midst of your hours. Sorry, I'm in trouble. I know you will us, Lord. I know you will us, Lord. But it's not easy. It's not easy. But I know your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Lord. But old flesh get in the way sometimes. Hallelujah. Give strength. In the name of Jesus. Those are the heart problems. Heart problems. Enlarge heart. I know how to see. Oh, regulate. Enlarge heart, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. You're a healer. You can heal. You can heal. You can deliver. You can deliver. You can set free. You can set free. In the name of Jesus, those with lungs problems, in it I see, breathing problems, bronchitis, can't breathe, can't get the breath, Lord. I know I see, and I know I saw, and I know I see, in the name of Jesus, deliver, and set free, Father, and I see, in the name of Jesus, those with back problems, in the name of Jesus, deliver, and heal. Heal the back, heal the spine, in the name of Jesus, heal the muscles. Oh, hear the rib cavity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those arthritis, Lord, every time it's raining, it get cold. Honey, I see that pain come. They wake them up in the midnight hour with pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pain, where they have their accident, every time the weather gets bad, Lord, that where the accident was, their shoulder, they're older, some of them older now. Lord, now you need days, Father. The young got off the ride just like the old. Oh, God, because you soon to come. Honestly, I see in the name of Jesus. Off the ride, come and get those joints. That pain. Heal, Lord, and deliver. And set free, Lord. I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah, those tumors. Dissolve the tumors, Father. And then I see in the name of Jesus. Those cancer cells, dry them up. Dry that cancer. In the name of Jesus. Just cancer. Tumors, Lord, wherever it is, on the neck, in the throat, in the womb, the stomach, the back, the leg, the arm. Hallelujah. The female problem, come and get the female problem in the name of Jesus. Deliver and set free, Lord. Recollect. And I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. How do I see? Oh, the mental problem. The mental, Lord. The mind. Recollect the mind, Lord. Recollect the mind, Lord. They can't remember things like they used to. They're getting older, Lord. Some of them still young, and they still can't remember things like they used to. Oh, Lord, hear the mind. In the name of Jesus, hear the mind. So different thoughts that people have, evil thoughts about people, delivered and set free. In the name of Jesus, bring peace to the mind, peace to the spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus, those children that are going astray, the mom and the daddy praying for them, Lord. Save them and deliver, Lord. Bring them back in the fold, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bring them back. Bring them back in the name of Jesus. Bring them back to the fold, Lord. Save them, Lord. Wherever they are, touch them. Yes, Lord. Whatever they doing. Oh, yeah. Wherever they are, Lord, touch, Lord. Touch, Holy Spirit. Wherever they are, touch. Bring them back. in the name of Jesus. That victory in the ark and in the famine. Friends, peace and harmony, Lord. People are dying. They're dying, Lord. And they're victory in the ark and cussing and fighting, Lord. Oh, God, deliver that spirit. Deliver, save, and set free. Take control of that household on the sound of my voice, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, huh? Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, God. Yes. Yeah. God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. Somebody said out there, yes, he is. God is a good God. You all said, yes, he is. God is good, isn't it? Yes, he is. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We're going to have another song. This is Fanny Betty Harris coming in from the Cedar Prosperity Broadcast. With the Cedar Prosperity Broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee, where it is hot, 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 hot. This is the last Sunday in July. We've had some hot days in July. Yes, Lord. We've had some hot days in July. My Lord. My God, my God. We're going to have another song. We're going to have a song. My Lord, then I'm going to come back and say a few words of prayer again. Yes, we're going to celebrate this broadcast in prayer. My God, my God.
Lord, do it. Lord, please do it for me. This is the cry of your children. For me. Thank God right now. I believe I'll say it again. If you get in trouble, you can say, Lord, do it. Cause we know you to be a way maker today. If you're sick, you can say, Lord, do it. Because we know you're a doctor. If your heart is heavy, you can say, Lord, Lord, do it. Do it for me. Please, sir, right now. If you read your Bible, you read the story. About the man that could not see. Hallelujah. But he heard. Coming by, he just inched his way along and cried out, Jesus, lay your hand. Please lay your hands on me. And I heard the blind man say, I know you can do it. Took two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. I know you can do it. Oh, yes, you can. You went to the graveyard one day and told a dead man to get up. I know you can do it. I know.
here's my little problem, G. Fix it for me right now. Oh, I'm gonna ask you one more time, 'cause I know you can do it, master. I know you can do it. You went to a wedding one night and turned water into wine. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Oh, do it for me. And then you went one Friday and hung on I know you can do it. So please, do it for me. Right now. Mm-hmm. Do it for me. Right now. You see, when you ask the Lord to do something for you, he can move it or hurt it. Do it for me while I'm still singing. Do it for me right now. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do it for me
right now.
Lord, bless the peace, bless the you. Yes, Lord. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm gonna get some new songs whenever I get able to get it organized, get these new songs whenever I get out somewhere. But I have these different songs. I want to get y'all some new songs. But well, bear with me. Thank the Lord. Bless me. You all bless these songs that I'm playing. Bless them that I will get some more. And those that do have, bless. Bless. My God. No, let the Lord bless, no matter how little you got or what you're going through or what is it, big or little. You put the Lord on it. Attach the Lord, attach the Holy Ghost to it, or you got it made, no matter what it is. You got it made. Let the Holy Ghost, let me see. God will take care of you. Let me see what they're talking about on this. Yeah, I'm talking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Imagine Ben Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Whew. I'm talking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. You all go out to vote. Those that believe in voting, go out to vote. Those that don't, you are to vote. Yes, sir. God is good. He's good.
Be not dismayed whatever betide. God will
Thank the Lord, we got somebody that was able to take care of us, no matter what comes and what may. Who is a blessing? It's a blessing. It won't be lying to you. I'll be there. If you need me, call me. The time you need him or need him or her, you can't find him. If y'all been in that situation, ooh, just call me if you need me. And you trying to call them, where are they? Nowhere to be found. Come in. You have to know Jesus for yourself. Know him for yourself. Because it's going to come to the time you can't call your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your auntie, the preacher, the pastor, the bishop, the deacon, and the head mother and head usher. You got to go for, you have to go for yourself. God put it over the dictionary where we got to learn to lean on him. If I get him, fine. If I don't, that's still fine. I got somebody to always call on, no matter how what time it is, how late it is, if it's raining, if it's snowing, and if it's ice, and then if it's snowing and ice, and the ice free over on the road, you don't have to worry about, you know, it's kind of bad. You know, it's icy out there. Yes, a storm is coming. But, you know, I can't go outside because it's a bad storm, a tornado coming. But, oh, you can call Jesus in a tornado storm, and the hurricanes called him. When it's 100 degrees outside, you can call him. In the midnight hour, you can call him. He never lied, never missed it for you. You're always number one. We're always number one with Jesus. You know that? We're always number one. You want to be number one? Get in Jesus. You always will be number one. I don't care if 1,000 people on the line. You still number one. Hallelujah. He's still going to talk to you. Isn't that something? Have you ever thought about that? And many people pray to the Lord at one time. And he still will answer our call. Isn't that something? You don't have to stand in line. You're number one. You're number one. You're number one. You're number one. Hey, glory. Don't have to wait on him. You don't have to wait on him to call you. Well, you know, he out of town, she out of town, or the line busy, the line is never busy. Operator, you don't even need to call the operator. Just go straight through. You know, you don't even need an operator with Jesus. Just call him. You got a straight line to him. A straight line to the president. A straight line. Don't have to go through those channels. Jesus. Oh, my Lord. You don't have to go through that little line. Operator. He is our operator. He's the operator. Okay, let me get some scriptures. Matthew 11, chapter 28, verse through the 29th verse. It's the NCB version. All kinds of versions. I get whatever the Lord leads me. Praise the Lord. Come unto me, all you that are tired. And have heavy laden. No, tie and have heavy loads. And I will give you rest. Accept my teaching and learn from me. Because I'm gentle, yes he is, in armor and spirit. And you will find rest for your lives. Back through the 11th chapter, 28th through the 29th verse. All you did I tie. And heavy laden. And it got a heavy load. Isn't that something? And then another thing, if you read Psalm 34 and 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those whose spirits have been crushed. Psalm 34 and 18. Yes, Lord. My God. Oh, God is an awesome God. We don't, you know, people don't want to serve him, but you don't know what you're missing. You don't know, that's the best thing in the world to serve the Lord. Shoo. Okay, let me run. God wants to run to him. See, we walking. Sometimes we need to run to the Lord. Run, Lord. You know how you want something and you run. You don't have to see him. You know, you run. Just like you meeting your husband or your wife at the bus station, at the train station, at the airport. When you see him, you start running. We need to run to Jesus like that. Come on to me. Come to me. You just say, someone just sit there and just look. You have to, well, you come to me. You can come to me. You know, we're so appalled and so up there. And we got so much pride. Oh, you come to me. God said, run to me. I don't feel like it. Not today. Not today. I'm not for today. Not today. Run to Jesus. Run. I want to run to him. Run. Come on. Not today. I don't feel like it. It's so hot, no. Oh, you know, we're something here. We are something here. You all know I'm telling you. Some of us are something here. Okay, run to me. He will wipe every tear from your eye. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or moaning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. Revelation 21 and 14. No, Revelation 21 and 4. NIV version. Okay. Yes. Run, Tom. Run. You know how you see a little, especially the little tear when they see the daddy. Especially the daddy coming home and coming off a trip or coming off vacation. They see the little, you know, they see the daddy, they run to him. And we don't want to run to the Lord like that. You see how the little tear run to the daddy, run to the mama. The mama be coming from off the plane or coming home or off the bus or getting home, you know, especially if they had been out of town. And they meet them at the train station and meet them at the bus station and meet them at the airport. So cheer me running to those parents or loved ones. They be running. Yeah, I tell them, wait a minute. Not too fast. They be running as fast as they can. They don't see anybody but their dad or their mama or whoever they come to see. Isn't God good? Run to them. Run. Run. We don't want them run. Yes. God is good. But I'm dealing with people are dying. My God, look around you. Who do you know that have died? My God. And you don't have to say the one just recently died a little bit. Long time ago, some of your mama died a long time ago. Their daddy died. Some of your sister and your brother have already passed. And some of y'all see, I'm the last one in my family. I'm the last one, my mama has 62, and I'm the only one living. Some of y'all have said that. Yeah, you know, I'm the last one of the family, last one of the other family. Yes, you said it. Yes, look around you, and you know, and let us bring up to the present. People are dying. You look on the news. You look at the news. People died every day. Check the news every day. And you know what? And you don't have to check the news. You just check it. You just got a cell phone. And with the internet on it, or Google or whatever, they both pop up. And, you know, when you have a download, the news download on your phone, they popping up everything. So everybody got killed. This person died. On your phone. They beep in on you. You trying to listen to something, they'll beep in on you. News flash. Breaking news. Y'all know what I'm getting to. I'm getting away, look around you. People are dying. And how you know when you're going to die? How you know when it's your last time? Isn't it time for you to get right with the Lord, too? I'm not just talking to everybody else. I'm talking to you, too. I'm talking to me, too. God is good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. If y'all can't hear me, well, I know some of y'all hear me after I go off the air. Let me see here now. Hit this number you can call while I'm on the air. 347-750-1971. 347-850-1971. This is Yes Called In. Isn't God good? God is so good. He's been so good to me. Praise the Lord. He's been so good to me. Y'all don't know. If you stay in the Lord and stay prayerful, things start coming your way and different little things you've been asked God to do or whatever, and God just work things out for you. You don't know how you're going to work it out and everything, but he does. You don't know why things happen, but, you know, for a reason. Why you be on vacation? I didn't know I'd be on vacation this week. You know, I forgot I signed up to the week because at the beginning of our vacation period, you know, you got to sign, pick out how many days, you know, the days you want off, you know, at the beginning of your vacation. Well, you know, you don't know what you're gonna do at the end of it. You know, you don't know how things gonna work out through your vacation period, the whole year. So you had to put down something. So I just put down something. I put down this week in July. Well, I even forgot I had it, you know, this week in July. And then it didn't matter. You know, you're supposed to be off. I said, well, you know, I hadn't planned them, and I went off. It wasn't in my mind. So I forgot. I don't take my schedule all the time, my vacation schedule, because if I'm not going to be off, you know, I just leave it alone. And I didn't know why. I said, well, since it's down there, I said, I better take it, because I don't know why the Lord got me off. And I know why. Shoot, my air conditioning went down on me. I had to fumble around and do this and that. I mean, it went down in the heat. In the heat. It went down. You know what? It's hard getting ready when it's hot in the house. No air. No air. And then it's 90-some degrees outside, 100-some degrees. It's hard. You can't hardly get ready. You be sweating. Trying to get ready for work. Excuse me. You trying to get ready for work. And it's so hot. Lord, I know now why you had me off. I said that to say this. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. If you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, you would never, listen to what I said, never, use the word never. You would never go wrong. If you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, no matter how it looks, or you don't want this, or you don't want that, it's too late for this, or too late for that, if you just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, you would never go wrong. You will never go wrong. You know, there's some. Isn't that something? What a mighty God we serve. It shows you how powerful that the Lord is. You will never go wrong. You finally need the Holy Spirit. All your how it seems. All your who told you don't go this way or do this. If you just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Nobody to call you stupid. If they call you crazy. If they call you don't know what you're talking about. If they look at you foolish. Even if it means you're getting fired. Even if it means you're getting laid off. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. You will never go wrong. You will never go wrong. That's our problem. We follow everything but the Holy Spirit. We follow our friends before we follow the Holy Spirit. We listen to other folks instead of listening to the Holy Spirit. Yeah? Honey, human being is something else. We think we got all the sense in the world. Some people think they got all the sense. You got, you know, in other words, God gave me all the sense. He didn't give you any. You know, I got the sense. Some of us think we got all the sense in the world. Nobody got any sense but them. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Let me get this thing. My God, my God. Yes, 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 Lord. Oh. Yes, Lord. You got all the sense. My Lord, great day, great day. See here, let me play another song. Oh, God. Y'all pray for Sister Evangeline Bethlehem. Maybe I need to pray. Let me pray this song for her. Let me pray today. Thank you. Talking about today, huh? People look around you. People are dying all around you. And that is the gospel truth. That's the truth. Let us pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Lord. You know all about it. You know what they're going through with. You know what they're crying in the midnight hour, crying in the daytime, crying on their job. Oh, God. Intervene, Lord. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let healing and let deliverance take place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hot see. I know hot soul. In the name of Jesus, touch. Touch, Jesus. Touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Nahastu, Nahasti, in the name of Jesus. Talk to him, Lord. In the midnight hour, talk to him in the sleep, Father, in the name of Jesus. They need an answer. Some of them need answers from you, Lord. Send the answer, Lord. Send the answer. Send the answer in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let deliverance take place. In the name of Jesus, touch their bodies. Touch their bodies. Oh, the high blood pressure. All the time we're praying for high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Too high, Lord, bring it down. If it's too low, bring it up, Father. In the name of Jesus, that fever. Regulate that fever. Oh, bring it down to normal temperature. Bring it down to normal temperature, Father. In the name of Jesus, and I see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those drug addicts. The children on drugs, the girl's going wild. Yes, with this boy, them parents don't want her to be with. But she refused to obey because she grown. I see. But God intervened, Lord. There's trouble. There's trouble. Intervene, Holy Spirit. Change heart, change mind. I see. In the name of Jesus, I see. Same way, Lord, about the boy, huh? With this girl, the parents don't want him to be with her. But, huh? Oh, you can't tell me what to do, huh? Intervene, Lord. That's trouble. In the name of Jesus, I see. Oh, bless the school kid going to school, going back to school, healing and deliver and set free, Lord. Oh, giving a mind. To seek you, they small. Give them the mind to seek you, Lord. The children are dying. They're dying young. Not old now. They're dying young. and to being in these different schools, Father, in the name of Jesus. That murderous spirit that want to creep in those classrooms. I come against it and I see in the name of Jesus. Oh, now I see. And that demon, Lord, looking around the school kids, the church, the school, Lord, trying to kidnap the girls and the boys. I come against that spirit, that murderous spirit, the homosexual spirit. And in the name of Jesus, deliver, deliver, deliver. Oh, glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, huh? Let them get their eyes on you. Let them turn to you, Lord. They yawn, but they need to know about you, Jesus. They need to know about you, Jesus. They need to know about you, Jesus, Lord. Under the high sea, not whole sea, I know whole. In the high sea, in the name of Jesus, huh? They need to know about you. They need to learn about you, Father. In the name of Jesus. They're not too young to learn about Jesus. They're not too young to learn about Jesus, huh? Oh, did I see? In the name of Jesus, get hold to the school kids. Get hold to them, Lord. The young people, the young people, the young people. Save the young people, Lord. Save them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save the young people. Save the young people, Lord. Under the see? They got their head out of in the air. Now I see. In the name of Jesus, you can't tell me what to do. How did I so? Oh, they got pride. They got pride. Oh, yeah. Under the soul. And under the see, in the name of Jesus, under the see, touch the heart, and I see, and in our soul. Oh, yes, under the see, and under the soul, and in our see, and in our soul, and in the oh, God. Yeah, move on this broadcast today. Move, Lord, move. Move on this broadcast. Move in this prayer, Lord. Hallelujah. How did I see? Yeah, I know how so. In the name of Jesus, move in this prayer, Holy Ghost. Move in the prayer. How you how so? In the name of Jesus. Yeah, I know how to see. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Time out.
Right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Oh, get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Gotta go home, yeah. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train. Yeah, I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home, oh, home. Oh, I'm going home on the morning train. Look, children, I'm going home on the morning train. Yes, I am. For me, and I'll be gone now to heaven just to jump and shout. Nobody there gonna put me out. Get to heaven, roll up, put on my shoes. Walk around heaven and tell the news. I know my robe is gonna fit me well, cause I tried it on at the gates of hell. And if you don't believe I've been redeemed, you can follow me down by the Jordan stream. I'm gonna look up, David, in the heat of the day, and then tune to my heart and begin to lay. When I get to heaven, gonna jump and shout, Lord, jump and shout, Lord, jump and shout, Lord, oh, shout, Lord, oh, shout, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna jump and shout before nobody. Come on, church, come on, church, come on.
get my church, and let's go home. Oh, yes, it's the seed of prosperity. It's God good, it's God good. My Lord. Let us pray. Let us saturate, I want to saturate this prayer, this broadcast, this prayer. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yeah, I can pray as many times as I want to on this broadcast. I thank God. It's prayer time. There's such thing that, well, you got to stop. You don't have a 15 minutes. Well, you know, you pray too long. I can pray the whole 2 hours if I want to. One of the days I might even get up like that, but I take my time. That's a long time, but I want to stay flat-footed and just pray to the Lord. Just pray. No, you can't stop me. Sometimes that prayer get on you. You just want to pray. Reach heaven. Just want to pray. I don't care. Just tell me. Put me in a room somewhere. Just want to pray to the Lord. Just want to pray to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. So living high on the high sea. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Let that burden of prayer come upon me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. But they're ready to pray, Lord. To pray on this broadcast. To pray for soul. To pray for healing. To pray for deliverance, Father. In the name of Jesus. You all of y'all know. You all of y'all know. How did he see? I know how soul. He knows I see. How did he see? Yes, Lord. How did he see? Y'all know how soul. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Bless, Lord. On the sound of my voice, touching the liver, all kinds of sickness, all kinds of infirmity in the body. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, all kinds of infirmity. Yes, Lord. All kinds of sickness we don't even know. Oh, touch the body. Start from the head, Lord. Go down to the sole of the feet, Father. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, operate on the body. Holy, I see. In the name of Jesus, do the operating right now, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. And right now, Lord. Oh, operate. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, see. Yes, Lord. Try to meet my eye. Give job, give promotion, Father. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Give promotion. Promotion. Yes, Lord, give promotion. Yes, Lord, promotion. In the name of Jesus. Move on to different jobs, Lord. Touch the supervisor. Touch the manager hard. The supervisor hard. The president hard. The co-workers hard. The employees hard. Touch, Lord. There's a right way. There's a wrong way. And to be on this job, Father. In the name of Jesus. Won't understand but from right. In your eyesight. In the name of Jesus. Cars, some people need transportation, Father. In the name of Jesus. It's a car so high. They need transportation, Lord. Make a way. In the name of Jesus for that new car. Make a way for that car. And they don't want a new, make a way for transportation. Send transportation, Father. In the name of Jesus. Send mechanics to work on cars. Send construction workers to work on houses, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Send workers to work on air conditioners, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. And we give you honor. We give you praise. Send somebody, Lord. Make a way. Get into finance, Lord. Make a way in the finance, moon in those finances, Lord. In the name of Jesus, breathe, Holy Ghost. Move over those finances, Father. Those bills. Oh, Holy Ghost, move over the bills, Lord, and do the hospital bills, the different type of bills, Lord. Oh, they behind. Not only behind, but Lord, behind, really high behind, Father. In the name of Jesus. Breathe, Holy Ghost. Erase debt. Erase debt, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Debt free. Oh, let the debt-free spirit come over these debts, these bills. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, God. He is the light. Oh, God. God is so good. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right.
There comes a time. Everybody's life, when you're troubled and don't know what to do, put Jesus by your side and let him be your guide. He's the one to hold on to.
He'll be the light of the world.
Yes, Lord, he's the light of the world. Oh, Lord, yes, he is. My Lord, he is the light of the world. Praise Lord. My Lord. God is so good to us. He's so good. We don't appreciate him. No, we don't. We take it for granted. You know how you feel when somebody takes you for granted, you don't like it. Oh, y'all just take me for granted. You know how mother be telling the kids, just take me for granted. Mama can do this. Daddy can do this. Daddy can do that. Just take dad and mama for granted. Just take people for granted. Oh, no. You take these for granted. Oh, no, no, no. But God is something special. He's special, special. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. My God, my God. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Oh. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. God is good. My time is, People are dying all around us. People are dying. My God, all around us. All around us. And all around you, all around me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Not the baby. Not the baby. Now to get right. Now to get right with the Lord. Now get right. Hold on. Hold on today. Try to save the liberty. And when you get come out of your bed, your seat.
Let the church say amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let the church,
everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness? What his plans are, to what his word says, God has spoken, let the church, say,
amen,
ooh, yeah, yeah, make this your response,
amen.
To whatever he said,
amen.
From the healing of your body, to the raising of the dead.
Amen.
No matter how you're feeling,
amen.
Or how your world is reeling,
amen.
Battle on through the night,
amen.
'Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
'Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
Let the church say,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church say amen and let you all say amen. Shoot. My God, my God. Let the church say amen. It says a lot. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Oh, my God. God is good. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My Lord, my God. Oh, God. Let me see. Oh, my Lord. God is good. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, God is good. Lean on me. Oh, God. Just lean on the Lord. Lean on me. Lean on the Lord.
Wonderful thing to have somebody to lean on.
Yes,
oh, Lord. Just a few days ago, I was trying to find somebody that would lean on the Lord. Do me good to serve my Jesus. I wonder what about you tonight? Seems like to me I can hear his voice saying,
lean on me when you're not strong.
We need somebody to lean on. I always have said, whatever we will say, no man in the island and no man standing on. And God did not want us to stand by ourselves. Have it, even send out the disciples two by two and two. You need somebody to be with you. Somebody you talk to. Somebody you can relate to. Somebody you can talk, just talk about the weather. And you know, now enough is going on in the world now. When you talking about world events, it take you from a whole 8 hours talking about world events. Everything going on now, all over the world. It's all over. Shooting and killing all over the world. My Lord, always something else. Coming in, whoa. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Lean on the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. It's good to lean. Good to lean on him. Yes, it is. Good to lean on the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, that shoulder that we can lean on. Those arms that we can be in, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The sweetness and the kindness, Lord, that we can feel from you, Lord. Some of us feel like we're all alone. But we got you, Jesus. That's enough. Oh, we got you. Number one, yeah, you want to be with somebody. You want us to have somebody to talk to. But main thing, you want us to have you. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for you. Holy Spirit, I thank you for Jesus. Huh? Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. Look down on the people. Look down on the people, Lord. Oh, that violent spirit that had gripped the world. They had gripped these different cities. They had gripped Memphis, Tennessee. That murdering spirit, whatever spirit is, I come against it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I not see. Yes, Lord. Oh, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, in Memphis, Tennessee, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, this city, the children, the teenagers, the young men, the young women with guns, Lord. Oh, the women sometimes don't know when they're going to get loose, too, in the name of Jesus. Some of them bad, just like the men, just like the boys. Some of the girls just as rough as the boys. Oh, intervene, Lord. Save the young folks. Save the young children. Save the young girls. Save the young boys, Father, in the name of Jesus. Save. Touch their heart. Touch their mind. Oh, give it a mind that want to serve you, never mind that want to seek you. Give it a mind, Lord, to meet you, Lord, to meet you one day. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch the mind, touch the heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, help. I know how so. Now how see. I need to see. Oh, yeah. Save the parents. Ah, so, in the name of Jesus. Save the parents, in our soul. Under our feet, under our soul, in the name of Jesus. Save the husband and wife. Save the mother and the father, Lord. Under our feet, the grandmama and auntie, the granddad and the grandmother. Save, Lord. Aye, move in their household and save, Lord. Move in their family and save, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, my Lord, my God.
And I will bless.
And I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
Your name. Bless your name.
In July. This is my birthday month, July. Uh-huh. Oh, my Lord. Oh. Oh, my Lord. We're going to have another son. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Well, 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 well.
It was, sure enough, a happy day,
my Lord.
How, how happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
The Lord.
Oh, when he was.
Tell me where.
For the stone was rolled away. Yes, it was. Oh, yeah.
Wash my sins away.
Gentlemen, my friend, Miss Mavis Staples.
Oh, happy day. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help us, help us, help us, Lord. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Lord. In behalf of those that tune me in, Lord. They're not tuning me in for nothing. They want the prayer. They want prayer. They need prayer. Oh, they're having trouble. They're having trouble. They're having trouble. In their home, in on their job, in their body. The sickness in the body, all type of infirmity, the sickness in the body. Mm-hmm. They crying for you to heal, trying for you to deliver. Been telling the doctor can't do any good. Still having the same problem, Lord. They turn to you, Dr. Jesus. Touch the body, touch the body. On the sound of my voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. Trust. Trust the body, Lord. Stop the killing, carjacking. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Help us, Lord. Send your mercy, Lord. Send your angels over this city. Send your angels over. Oh, I want the angels to come, Lord. When they robbing and carjacking, I want your angels to stand up. Let them see angels, Lord. Let them see angels around people. In the name of Jesus. Let them see angels. My God, my God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Oh, my Lord. Praise the Lord, bless you, we'll give it. Yes, Lord.
Come on, put those hands together. Help me praise the Lord in here. Say, may the Lord God
bless you.
May the Lord God bless you. He woke me up this morning.
Bless you.
Hey, he woke me up this morning.
Send your blessing, Lord. Send your blessing. Real good. We all need a blessing. Who wouldn't want a blessing from the Lord? Want a blessing. Send your blessing, Lord. Send your blessing. My God, my God. Yes. This the last day, last Sunday in July. You know, this year is passing. Before you know it, school children are starting back to them, start back to school next week. Shoot, that's why it be fall time. That's why they be talking about coast and swelling. My Lord. We talking about how hot it is now. Before long, we talking about how cool it is. Oh, we're going to be rich for this cool weather. This hot weather in the wintertime when it be real cold. And I believe we're going to have a bad winter, too. In the cold winter. This been a hot summer. When you go to the three digits, 100, over 100 degrees, it's hot. It definitely is hot. Ooh, it's hot. I come in this house, we just sweating down till you turn on some air, some type of air, fan or air conditioning, some type of air. You'll be sweating down before I know. I tell you the truth, it's been so hot. Yes, yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord, but I feel that.
There's a train coming. Don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. All we need is a little faith to hear the diesel running. We ain't got to have no baggage there. We can just thank the Lord. You tell them, people get ready. There's a train to Georgia. Yes, it is. Don't need no ticket. We just step on board. All we need is faith to hear the beat of harmony. Don't need a ticket. We just thank the Lord. I say, thank the Lord. Get ready now, the train is coming. You don't need no ticket, you can just step on board. But all you need is a little faith. You can hear the diesel run. You ain't even got to have no bags. You can just get on board. Hey, why don't you help me tell them, get ready for the train. Oh, the master's coming. Get on board.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hear the diesel humming. Oh, you don't need no ticket. Hear the
thank the Lord. Lord. Thank the Lord. My. Yes, this is Seed of Prosperity broadcast. My Noah, my Lord, the one in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. God has been good. He's been good to you, and he has been good to me. Yes, Lord. He can change things overnight. He can change things in a split second. That's what he wants people out there to know. He can change things in a split second. Just give it to him. Give it to him. Kind of hold back. But I don't know how this is going to be, because this is hard. This is this. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing hard for the Lord. He can do all things. It's impossible. He can do the impossible. There's nothing impossible for him to do. I think, you know, we're serving somebody. Yeah, we don't, some of us don't realize just who we're serving. When you turn your heart to the Lord, you're serving somebody. You're not serving a nobody. You're serving somebody. My God, somebody. Anybody getting healthy out of situations that you know only the Lord can do it? Some of y'all got in a situation you know only the Lord got you out of it. Because some of y'all could have been killed. But the Lord did. The Lord did it. Some of y'all know I'm telling the truth. Something you say, only the Lord could have done it. And he did it for you. He did it for you. He did it for me, and he did it for you. My God. God know how to turn the hardest thing just easy. He can make things that look so hard. Ooh, and just make it straight. Sometimes, a long time ago, you said, Lord, the situation be so rough for me to try to figure it out. I'm just going to sit back and see how you're going to work this thing out. Because I sure can't work it out. I don't know how it can be worked out, and only you can work it out. And a couple of times I have. Long time ago, you can sit back. Thing was all tied and taken all up. I said, oh, Lord, how did I get out of here? How can this thing not? I give to the Lord somehow. In some way, he straightened it out for me. Lord, I thank him. You know I need job. God got to move for you. Huh. You know I need marriage. The Lord got to move for you. Mm-hmm. You know I need school. The Lord got to move for you. God got to move for us, Lord. People, God has to move for us, and he has moved for us, and he is still moving for us. So we're getting in situations that only the Lord can take us, bring us out of. Only the Lord can work that puzzle, bring that puzzle out. Only the Lord can do it. You can't do it. But now, you know one thing we can do, we can get in it. We can get in this mess. We can get in the mess. But the Lord has to get us out of it. No, we can get in with both feet, both hands, eyes, nose, and ears, and everything else. We can get in it. Shouting and praising the Lord all the way in it. Oh, we look up one day and say, Lord, what have I gotten myself into? You got to deliver me. You got to bring me out of this. Because only you can do it. It's too rough for me. Too hard for me, Lord. You know, we get in those situations. You know? Yeah. You know, somebody live is that we're gonna live forever. You know, like we're going to live forever. We don't have to die. You treat people bad, talk about them, cuss them out. They don't think nothing about it. You don't feel guilty. Oh, you know, my God. You don't feel guilty. Say, Lord, I shouldn't have said that. Or I shouldn't have done that. Don't feel guilty at all. My God. Where your heart? Where your feeling? Some of them are not feeling, just we don't have any. Don't care how we mistreat people. Then want to go to heaven. Don't care how we talk to people, and then we want to go to heaven. Don't care, and we don't mind how we cuss people out. And then tell me, I know the man. Oh, really? What man do you do know? You know, you got a bottle of liquor in your hand, smelling like liquor on your breath. Oh, I know the man. What you say? But you can't judge a book by its cover. Yeah, but if God let somebody with a bottle in his hand, you don't go to heaven. I mean, I'm serving the wrong God. You know, I'm not talking about you repent. I'm talking about you don't plan on repenting. You say, I know the man, but yet you're drunk. You know, and you're smoking high. You know the man. Wait a minute. God, and you think God's going to let somebody in like that? You know, got to repent for you. And you don't want to repent, and you and you got it made and you can make it in. Oh, no. There's a thin line for the righteous. Scares me with making it. It's a thin line. The line is so thin, it scares me. All this stuff I'm trying to do right, Lord, and it still might not be enough. It's a thin line. It's a thin line between heaven and hell. Ooh. Thin line. My God, help me, help me, help me, Jesus. Help me to make it, help me to make it. Help me to make it, help me to make it in, Lord. Help me to make it. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. My Lord, my Lord. This is Evangelist Betty Harris from some of you from Memphis, Tennessee. Right to the Evangelist Betty Harris, post office box 175. Post office box 751603. Post office box 751603. Memphis, Tennessee 38175. Also, I had a Cash App. It says $ Sister Christ. SISCHRIST. $SISCHRIST. That's my cap app. My Lord, my Lord. And yes, Lord. And you know when you first get started, when you get out there, you don't know anybody, nobody don't know you. So I thank the Lord for this broadcasting. It's been long. This is going up toward 300 tapes I've done. I know it's over 250, 250. And I give God honor and glory and the praise, my Lord, for putting me back on the air. I thank God for tuning me in, for you all tuning me in. I thank the Lord, because only you can do it. Only you did it for me. You're doing it for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. Keep on. Tell your friend. Tell your enemy. Tell your loved one. This is the Seed of Prosperity broadcast with Evangelist Betty Harris. And please pray for Sister Betty Harris. I need your prayer. I need it. Yes, I do. I need your prayer. My Lord. You pray for me. My Lord. Put me on the altar. Yes, Lord. Put me on the altar. Call my name out before the Lord. Huh? Then you know if you don't, just say, bless that lady. But to see the prosperity, to see the prosperity and better hair is all the same. We're the same. We are together as husband and wife. See the prosperity, Evangelist Betty Harris. We're together as husband and wife. We come as one unit. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, let's go. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We're going to pray. Father, y'all don't even have that unsaved. Give your hearts to the Lord. Ask Lord to forgive you of your sins. And to come into your heart, and you believe that he's the one and only God. In the name of Jesus. Pray to him. Ask God to come to your heart. Ask God you want to be saved. Clean my heart up. Lord, I surrender to you. Surrender to him. My Lord, my Lord. Surrender to him. Give your heart to the Lord. Lord, I know some of you are tired. You're tired. I know some of you are tired. It's running for a long time. But give your heart to the Lord. Give it to him. People are dying all around you. People you know and people that you don't know. They listen to the news and read the paper. Read the magazine. Yeah. Oh God. Oh, they leave it here. We leave it here. Lord Jesus. Save, Father. Name of Jesus. Save. Oh God. Save the loved ones. Save my sisters and my brothers. Save them, Lord. Save the loved ones. Yes, Lord. Save, Lord. Touch the heart. To change the heart to you, Lord, towards you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Listen to the Zoo of the Pastor, see the Pastor every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's 2 hours. It's a miracle God gave him 2 hours. Because my Lord, look, when I first started out on this other radio station, and when I started out in the 1980s, it was just 15 minutes. Oh God! And now it's 2 hours. See how the Lord had done? See what He has done? He had done marvelous things for me, from 15 minutes to 2 hours. Oh, to get on there and pray. Get on there. I might talk a little bit and pray some, but after a while, that prayer is going to come on up to and increase. You have to build yourself up. You ain't pray no 2 straight hours. You got to build it up. You got to build your body up to pray that 2 hours. My Lord, one of these days, I'm going to be praying, y'all say, ooh, that woman, is she going to stop? I'm going to just go on up. Just go up. My prayer time, y'all, prayer time. If you don't want to pray, get out the way. Let me pray. If you don't believe in doing a lot of praying, that's fine. Let me pray. You don't think it's necessary for all this type of prayer? That's all right. Let me pray. That's all. Let me pray. You don't believe in doing it? Fine. Let me pray. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Let me pray. If you don't want to pray, let me pray. My Lord.
Oh, my Lord, my Lord.